Good morning from Berlin. This is your morning brief with me, Julia Fidel. It is day two of our industry event, and we are here to give you the roadmap for your day. Today, we are talking titles, and who better to do this with than the reviews editor and chief film critic of Screen International, Finn Halligan. And I heard she's also a fellow programmer and selects films for the Macau Film Festival. Welcome, Finn.
Hi, I'm really pleased to be here. Thank you for having me on.
We are very pleased that you're here too. And of course, now I'm quite excited to hear how your first day was. What stood out for you? How did it feel?
Wow, it's not the first day that anyone would have expected this time last year when we were, you know, all at the Berlinale. But gosh, it was just fantastic to have a first day of a European Film Festival in 2021, a big European Film Festival. And actually, I was thinking about it, and it's the first time a European Film Festival has tried the online model this year, you know, sort of like a major one with world premieres happening this way for sort of selected press. So it's been unusual and also brilliant, you know. Standout titles, the reviews are coming in. I'm seeing them come in because I'm the reviews editor, obviously, and we've got critics out, and people are just really happy with what they're seeing, you know, really happy. It's I'd say day one, and it's looking good, and lots of good buzz, and a couple of titles seem to be drawing opposite reviews, like I'm Your Man, with Dan Stevens, that sort of comedy, not totally comedy. I mean, lots of people are loving it, and then some people are really against it. So it's scoring fours or zeros, but we love that. That's the best kind of film.
That's very true. When you really have to check it out for yourself to know what your opinion is going to be. Yeah, and on a broader kind of view, what trends do you see with genres and production countries?
It's I think we're just all so kind of happy to see films lining up in a festival again, that it's hard to kind of separate them out, but initially you're just so pleased, wow, it's a festival lineup, they're presenting Panorama, they're presenting in much smaller form, they're presenting competition, they're presenting Encounters, and isn't it great? And then as you begin to drill down into selection, you see certain themes, and I know certainly when the directors were presenting it, they were talking about lockdown, but I haven't really seen that so far. I've just seen a lot of very good films thus far, though I can't really talk about them yet because it's still day one. But mm-hmm. I've seen a lot from the Middle East, are dealing with Middle Eastern themes, are dealing with identity in the world that we live in, and freedoms that are coming through. Just very, very good films that I know will be bought by the end of the week, and that we will see go on from Berlin. So my feeling is that, you know, a very strong showing from the Middle East, a very strong showing for this kind of theme about identity in this time that we're living through, but not really a lot of people in face masks or having Zoom conversations so far, which I have to say is a great relief. Thank you, filmmakers.
That is great. Yeah, so you think the rather new genre of the lockdown film might not really catch on so far, or do you?
Yes, well, I have to say, when you're in lockdown watching a film about lockdown and you're having, you know, Zoom calls all day, and then for entertainment you're watching a Zoom call in the evening, the gloss comes off that quite quickly. So far I haven't seen anything of that nature, and I'm very pleased. You know, I have a feeling that in the times that we're living in at the moment, it's really important that we want to connect, and we want to share sort of experiences in an emotional kind of spiritual way, and we want to challenge the world that we live in, and the films that I'm seeing so far are certainly doing this. It's just so great to have this come on and have these films talk to you and engage your mind and bring all that up again for European film goers. Because we've had Sundance in January, but this is just an amazing example. And of course, to start the festival with the Hong Sang-soo film that was set in Berlin last year, we felt a bit circular. It was but very brilliant, and we miss being in Berlin and at the Berlinale Palace. So this feels like the next best thing, as close as we can get to you right now, us critics.
Oh, wonderful. You feel very close to us right now, I feel. So tell us about your top titles. What do you think would be the top titles to watch today, or maybe the ones that you've seen already and or in the following days?
I was a fan of I'm Your Man, Ich bin dein Mensch, if you'll excuse my pronunciation. So I was a fan of that. I was very into this Maria Schrader's film. I was very interested in Memory Box. But particularly I like the Alice Diop film, which is an encounters called New or We in English, which is a reflection on the French identity, on her identity, which I found really very strong. Tides is an exciting science fiction film by Tim Fehlbaum that I really liked as a sort of a escapism, and you could see where you'd want to see that on the big screen. But yes, there's always a part of us that would want to be in the big watching things on the big screen, but I still felt like very taken by that. Dirty Feathers. Is a documentary by Carlos Alfonso Corral, which also screened today in Panorama, and I think it's executive produced by Roberto Minervini, and that's a sobering look at people in New Mexico in straitened circumstances, and I definitely think that's going to be of interest and come up again. And then if we go through the week. Certainly, I have to say, you know, from our privileged position on screen, we have seen some films early and I know already what some of the critics are thinking about these films. So lots of people are liking Natural Light, which is from Hungary. It's a debut film by Denis Nagy. Forgive my pronunciation again. that's getting quite a lot of warmth. Night Riders, Canada, New Zealand. I mean, it's a genre piece set in a dystopian future, but it's got an indigenous, identity, you know, a indigenous sort of slant to it, where it's the Cree community trying to preserve their own identity in the light in warfare and a time of difficulty. And I think that's going to be interesting to people and for buyers to watch. And then going on in during the week, big fan of Philly DA, the TV series, the PBS TV series, which is playing in the Berlinale series. I just think that's fantastic. Nobody's seen Petit Maman yet, the French film by Celine Sciamma. That's very, very much on people's lists to watch. Forest, I See You Everywhere. What Do We See When We Look at the Sky? Azur. There's a lot of titles there that I'm excited to see, and I'm also excited for other people to see and read other reactions to it. So, overall, my sense is on day one that it's a slimmed down Berlinale. There's a definite sense that the artistic direction here has allowed some new and different voices into sort of, you know, a bigger spotlight than they might have gotten in previous years, because, you know, for example, none of these films are being tied to a release in Germany. You know, there's none of that going on. So it's a bit freer, and some voices are being heard that maybe might not have had a chance to have such a spotlight. So in a way, it's just a very different way of looking at it, and an opportunity for people to see these new talents that we may very well look back on and think, wow, that was, you know, wasn't that great? Let's not have a pandemic and do it again. But, you know, wasn't that a great time, you know?
Fantastic. Oh, I'm really looking forward to all of these films that you were mentioning just now as well. Thank you so much for all of your recommendations and your perspectives on the industry event. Thank you very much, Finn. And now we will find out what's on today with my dear colleague Manu Gudeit.
And I'm speaking now to AFM's Manu Gudeit, who's going to tell us a bit more about today's industry sessions.
Hello, good morning from Berlin, everyone. It's EFM day 2. Today, we are unlocking the mysteries of film archives and learn about the latest buzz, tricks and tips of archival research, moderated by Elizabeth Klink, one of the most well-known archive researchers and producers. So make sure you tune in today at 10 a.m. for the latest buzz and 5 p.m. for Unlocking the Mysteries for our second edition of Archive Day. The forecast for this afternoon is bright, because at 2 p.m. our 10 handpicked international startups will pitch their innovative ideas and practical new cool tools for solving challenges which many producers are facing on a daily basis. So it's showtime for EFM Startups 2021. The forecast is bright. Don't miss this introduction of the very future of film production with our 10 bold entrepreneurs, presenting creative ways of storytelling, improving business models, and finding strong solutions for sustainability.
That's super exciting. And let's not forget tonight's fireside chats as well. It's called Who Frames the Narrative? Shifting the Paradigm.
Yes, exactly. The chats are delving into the most promising questions in the doc field. Who has the right to tell whose stories and perspectives, and who has the right to frame the narratives of marginalized groups? So don't miss these two chats with live Q&A moderated by Berlin-based British-Palestinian journalist Jad Salfiti.
That's a lot of inspiration. There's going to be lots to talk about. Let's get this day started, Manu.
Super. Enjoy.
So this is it for today's Morning Brief. I hope you had a great start into the industry event yesterday and you're looking forward to today's highlights. And please let me also tell you about the podcast's long episodes again. They will be released throughout the year. And of course, we are already releasing a couple of them this week to get you started. And the first Industry Insights podcast has been released and it focuses on macro trends in production. It's with Guy Bisson from Ampere Analysis in conversation with media analyst Johanna Koljonen. And they will speak about, they did already speak about, the rapid changes in the industry within the last year and what that means for the streaming landscape, for broadcasters and for cinema releases, which we are all very much waiting for. And you can also use this podcast as a warm-up for Guy Bisson's talk on Wednesday afternoon, where he gives an insight on what is getting commissioned and the future of content in television. So try to check out both if you can. I'll let you go now to your second day of film series and events at Berlinale's Industry Event 2021. Enjoy.